see so many and new faces and people who have been here before and who have not been here before. It's all fun. I'll just do a little comment about the kesaku before I begin the talk. When the kesaku comes, it is, in one sense, it is being given to you, in another sense, you're receiving it. So it is a way to say, wake up, basically, whatever that might mean for you. Sometimes in the Zen monasteries, they do it really hard, and it really is a wake-up call to some of the monks. Here, we just do it generally very lightly, although Stephen tends to like it harder, so I'll do it a little bit harder with him, but not as hard as he would like. And that's partly because I'm afraid the stick will break. And in monasteries that I have been in, the sticks have broken. And that particular stick would not be one that I would want to have broken. So as it comes to you, as the doshi comes to you, with your, it's traveling this way, let's say, then I would put my arm under here, and then the hand flat, and kind of bend that side down a little bit, so you're presenting this side of the shoulder to the kesaku. And then you just essentially do the opposite bow. Thanksgiving. So that's just a little bit of the form. If you have a hood on, or if you're wearing a hood, if you can't remember, it's kind of either move it to the side, or what you did this morning was put it over. Great. You were practicing. Good for you. Don't worry if you don't do it right. You'll either get a reminder or you won't. So it just happens to be that way. I went a little bit longer in our Zazen this morning because the Zazen is why we are here. It is not for any talk. It certainly is to appreciate the beauty of the garden and the chrysanthemum. I think it's a chrysanthemum that's just beginning to bloom out there, and it's from Japan. So it has had many histories here. So as you walk out, you'll see it. It's kind of purple on the right-hand side. But we come here for Zazen. We come here...
He has to leave.
Oh, you have to leave?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Thank you for being here. So we come here for the quiet, to try to quiet our minds down. We cannot make it our minds empty, but we just try to be aware that our minds are busy and that they go off and bring it back. And it's basically, I would say, there is no right or wrong. It is important that you feel comfortable doing it the way that you feel comfortable. And at the same time, it is important to follow a particular form. For me, sometimes I don't like some of the forms that are used where I sit. So for a while I didn't do them. And then I decided that it was a good practice for me to just follow along, just to do it. And to watch, you know, what comes up. Oh, this looks stupid, you know. Or this has no meaning, or you know, why am I doing it? But just to fall in, you know, with the practice at that particular point. And sometimes we need to learn how to just say, no, I'm not going to do that. So don't want to become just a follower without thinking and making your own choices. The one, but something that occurred to me this morning is oftentimes we say we come to Zazen or we come to do Zazen. And I'm wondering, this is just, and maybe it's something you can try on, whether it would be a different experience to say, I am here to be Zazen. And not like to be grateful, you know, it's not kind of like this external thing, but this whole body, I'm here to be Zazen. Whatever that, and it doesn't mean anything because we don't know what is Zen. We don't know what that is. But I think so often, at least I use words, you know, okay, I'll be thankful. But it's kind of perfunctory, you know, it's kind of out there. And it's a different experience if I say, I really am thankful, if I just kind of sit with that. So that might be something just to consider. I am here to be Zazen. And see what comes up for you. And maybe you'll go to sleep. That's okay too. That's all I have to say. Have a great holiday. And family, friends, turkeys, sushi, whatever you might have. Reverend Ito used to say a lot, he would say, I am so lucky. And as a therapist, I would kind of want to and sometimes counter him with, you know, you have worked hard to get here, you know, and to do what he has succeeded to doing and what he had created. And there's an element of truth in that. And there's an element of truth that we are not in charge of so many things that brought us to this particular moment. So I'm thankful that you